News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are going to start hour two like we often do here on the El Paso History Show. It's an El Paso History Moment. What do you like that?
Moment.
Produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Her topic today is about water rights and fights in Isleta.
Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. In 1890's Isleta, a pitched battle rages over the local water rights. Mayor Ben Alderete and his men are cleaning out a water canal when I.G. Gall, who claims to be the legitimate mayor of Isleta, arrives with his men and runs Alderete and his workers off at gunpoint. Later, Alderete returns to the canal with a warrant in hand, and the firefight begins. When the marshal finally arrives and restores order, one man is dead and several are wounded. The locals were heard to say of the gunfight that fortunately more horses died than people that day on the canal. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Da, 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 da.
Like that?
Oh, yeah.
But
don't they fill the canal up with whiskey?
Well, A, it would make things a lot smoother. Well, I don't know about that one.
They still
get into
there.
Fights on the canals. There was somebody who was killed down south not too long ago.
Jeez.
You know, it's amazing how it's water is water. It is life. So
well, we have a boundary and water commission discussion going on here.
Does that help?
We'll see about that. So you do this for the Alliance, do you?
Yeah. Don't forget, we don't want to forget our great partners in El Paso History. And the El Paso History Alliance Facebook page has lots of historic pictures, information, preservation updates, and is managed by Max Grossman and Mark Stone. And the other one we want to talk about is the oldest Facebook page on El Paso and the region's history is Remember in El Paso When. There you'll find an extensive archive of pictures, history, and information. This page is managed by Barbara Given-Bainey or...
Well, she's the chief bottle washer.
I know, but you always call
her. I got
her.
The rest of them here. Margaret Smith, administrator, Rick Duncan, Paul Louis, moderators are Ken Weiss and Craig Hayes. They do a good job.
No, you didn't say BGB. That's what I was giving you a cue for.
Wait a minute. Do it again. Barbara Given-Bainey, also known as BGB. Yeah, okay. Well, I know about her. Well, and she posted a picture. I can't find it now.
I'm putting it up right now.
Oh, you are? Okay, good.
On the Cleveland Square.
Yeah, Cleveland Square was a biggie. But once upon a time, Cleveland Square had a lot of space. It's now got the History Museum and the library on it, so I don't know where. I think it got moved across the street, and now it's gotten moved down to Stanton Street.
They move stuff around all the time.
And so they'll move it into a storeroom, and if you don't talk about it for 10 years, it will disappear.
Yeah, Bernie's ended up finding a couple of markers that were on the San Jacinto Plaza that were kind of like just tucked behind the door. It's like, no, you have to put those back up.
If this town focused better on history, you want to hear my rant?
I guess I'm going to have to.
No, you don't have to. We got to talk about Corbin. And Randy, if you're out there, I know you are. I think we're hearing some audio coming back. You got your Facebook page up or something. Try not to listen to that because it'll make you crazy.
I don't have anything turned on.
Ah, okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, maybe Mr. Engineer in the control room is listening from something from outer space. No, he hears something. Whatever. Hey, but let's talk about Corbin because we got Randy Corbin, a great grandson, on the phone here from Missouri. I like the way I say that. Missouri.
Missouri.
It's an A on the end. Who cares what I think? Anyway,
so
we call it
Missouri here, but
okay, because that's where you're from. And talk about some more of these things. We have Anson Mills. Do you want to focus more on Anson, or what do you want to do?
Well, I
go ahead, Randy.
I found something really kind of interesting in the journals on scan number 30. On one, I believe it was scan 5. He talks about that he's going to be out of the office for a little while. And his wife is going to be in charge of the office. And so his wife, my great-grandmother, apparently was his stenographer and secretary.
Yeah.
And apparently that really upset the commissioner, who was a commissioner by the name of Gaines. And at some point, he terminates the employment of my great-grandmother with the commission office. And him and my great-grandfather apparently then have a lot of discussion, according to the journal. And Commissioner Gaines tries to cut my grandfather's salary. And instead, the Secretary of State cuts Commissioner Gaines' salary.
Ah.
And then Commissioner Gaines left the commission. And it's an interesting, the Boundary Commission salary at that time, the consulting engineer and the commissioner both received $4,800 a year. And in correlation, the governor of Colorado only received $2,400 a year, and the governor of Texas only received $2,400 a year. So the Boundary Commission paid really well during that period.
Yeah, Mark's a millionaire. He gets paid a whole lot, right?
he works for the government.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
there
right.
you go.
Big time stuff. Well, Mark Howe is sitting here, and you going to go to lunch today?
Of course.
I'll be at Pepe's. Hey, Randy, you're invited to go to Pepe's with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, just hop in your
car. Can you make it? Come on down from
us. That'll be about an 18-hour drive.
Next time you're in town, we'll do that. But the thing about this is we're talking about the history. A lot of it has to do with Old El Paso, intertwined with the International Boundary and Water Commission. And the IBWC has always been in charge of the border since about, when was it first put in? 1848?
48.
Was the treaty.
Right.
And the treaty had this provision for these guys in it?
Right, for engineers.
So the idea was you have this boundary, mostly the Rio Grande at that point, and it's made out of water. And it must have really caused them a conniption when the river moved south.
It did, and he talks about a lot of that in the journals.
Henry Corbin?
Right, of like, you know, with Max Weber and the Bancos. The Bancos were when the river would shift, it would, you know, the land would now be in Mexico or the U.S.
Los Bancos refers to the banks of the river.
Right, and so they had a treaty on that, on like, okay, this is where it's supposed to be. Now, one thing he doesn't talk about in these is, this happened in the 1910s or so, is the Boundary Commission actually put little markers in across the river on both sides that you'll see, and I wrote about it in my master's thesis, is that they used trigonometry for when the river moved so they could figure out where the boundary still was at. Now, today, we use GPS on everything, so we have it down there to the, you know.
Well, you also use concrete.
Right. That's Chamazal.
Yeah, now that river is not going to move a whole lot because if it gets too much water, they just turn it off in New Mexico.
Well, yeah, until irrigation season.
Yeah, well, but I mean, the point is they control it.
And that's the one thing we were talking about was people don't realize it, and Bernie showed me this, Melissa's husband, was a picture just north of the railroad bridges of a train. The track's about 20, 30 feet from the river's edge, and about 10 or 15 feet from that to the east is a cliff that goes up about 30, 40, maybe 50 feet. That's all limestone.
Wow.
And ain't there today. The tracks are still there.
Right, but this is all gone. So that whole area along Paisano north of there you think is down the surface. No.
Uh-uh.
Because back in the early 1900s, that's where they wanted to put that dam in, but instead they moved it up to Elephant Butte.
Yeah, the original water dam was proposed for right there.
Right, so people don't know that. This area was a huge, the river cut through this, kind of like what you call a wind gap, which is out in the Appalachians. And the river cut through that area over time and wore it down. But that would have been a great area, would have flooded the whole Mesilla Valley. And some of the stuff from the 1890s, the Boundary Commission published the stuff. You can find it online.
Well, all you could do at the El Paso Country Club would be water ski at that point.
Right, right. But one thing I kind of wanted to go to was as we were talking about the monuments. And, Randy, we're looking at June 10, 1919 letter, Anson Mills to him. And Anson Mills was at this time living, and he was a commissioner in the early 1900s, 1800s, 1900s. For the Boundary Commission, and then he moved to Washington, passed away, I believe, in 1924. He's buried at Arlington. But he's talking about in this one of the monuments. So if you look at monument number two, and then you go downtown, you see the monument down there. He's talking on this and how he's going to pay for these monuments. And on one of them is the El Paso Foundry Machine Company of where they, from this letter from June 17, 1919, he paid for the two monuments for that, for the one that goes to Slim Buttes up in South Dakota, where he fought in 1876. And that is, I'll just read this here. I'm in receipt of a letter, which I'm enclosing to you, in which please return from his friend E.A. Brinistol, who informs me he is writing a book to cover the Indian troubles throughout the Bighorn Country in the War of 76. And then he says, I think we all have to get together this summer and put up a monument with bronze tablet at Slim Buttes. And to this end, I am writing today or tomorrow to Mr. Small, president of the El Paso Foundry, who made a great number of monuments for us, and he, I think, has some held over. And I will ask him to prepare one of these monuments with the necessary plate, screws, etc.
We have pictures of that.
Yep, with a bronze tablet, as you and your associates think suitable to place on this cast iron monument, which is 6 feet high, to be placed on a cement base.
Where is that?
And this one is the one he's talking about, is Slim Buttes in South Dakota.
Okay.
That was after Custer was massacred.
15A.
He was a captain in the military. He was actually with Crook's Column back before Custer. And then this was with a Slim Buttes. Jerry Green wrote a book on it. And this is the one I think they called the Starvation March, where they actually had to eat their horses because they ran out of food chasing the Indians for these battles.
Jeez.
Well, if you want to know who Anson Mills is, it's his restaurant downtown. Anson 11.
Anson Mills.
That's him.
They got pictures of him up
after,
there.
And that was his building, right, Melissa? Yeah.
He looks like Colonel
Mills' building, yes.
You know, from KFC.
Yeah, he does. Oh, it's like little Sanders.
He has that little. And so you'll see his picture, and people have no idea. Plus, what did he do in El Paso? What was important? Remember?
He mapped the place.
Yeah, he mapped it. He laid out the city plat.
He's the one to make dead ends in the streets downtown?
No, I think that's somebody else.
He took those out.
Him. Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day of an early city, and you know, pick a city, I mean, Washington, D.C. was like this. They had people just building houses where they felt like it. And when some guy comes along later and says, okay, we're going to plot the city now, your house has to move, the guy says, no, it isn't. And it ends up in the middle of a circle or a square in D.C. They moved it.
Right.
And there were a couple of those happened here.
And the thing is, going back to this, like on May 24, 1916, H.P. Henry P. is talking about Max Weber called with the attorney to look at our maps of the Weber Banco because the river had shifted. Now, who was Max Weber?
Oh, boy, you tell me.
Well, I'm asking you.
No, I mean, the guys who know that will be on the show in June. But
right.
He was a major, I think he was a spy, wasn't he?
Well, he was a consul for Germany.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting, as Randy, you might know what page this one's on, but he talks about the last time Max Weber passed away. Consul Mac, Randy, you got what page that one's on? I'm trying to find this one.
By the way, what are you going to do? Go ahead.
I don't.
What are you going to do with all this stuff? You've got these photocopies now. Are these going to be transcribed and put into English because that's cursive writing?
What I'd like to do is in the future, since this is stuff that they gave me, is to actually use this for a journal article or a book based on this on my own time on stuff, you know, on what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so busy, you know, at my own work, I don't have time. So a lot of stuff I write, I try to write afterwards on this stuff.
Well, during the day, you're a cultural officer for the International Boundary
Water Cultural Resource Specialist, right.
That's who you are. But then you volunteer to do all this kind of stuff with the Historical Commission.
Right. And it keeps me busy because there's so much of the stuff that I found out over time when I do as Cultural Resource Specialist with history, archaeology, and environmental management.
It's all mixed in there.
It is. And so people will contact me on stuff, say, hey, what about this? We found this, like this stuff. And then I would say, oh, I know, like the Socorro Mission. Gary Williams, who's helped me on this stuff and the monument, they found one of our monuments on the southwest corner of Socorro Mission.
Because that used to be the boundary?
Well, that's where they put it back in the 1910s.
Why?
Because the river would shift. And so that was a permanent point that they knew was going to be there. So they put one there, and they put a few more of them down the river, and they marked them with RP for restoration point or reference point, and then they had them on the other side of the river. And so you can go down by Presidio, and there's one over by the church in Presidio, and there's several in Presidio City itself. And so these are interesting.
But the point is, in Socorro, the river got up and left.
Right. The river would migrate over time until, you know, you had rectification.
And one time it took out that mission, a couple of times, actually. So they had to move it and replace it. But anyway.
And so people will contact me for stuff, well, like Casa Ronquillo down there, for the archaeology of these areas.
Right.
Because it's such a huge history. But I was going to page 35, Randy, and what it is March 23, Max Weber, German consul of Juarez, died, and the 22nd, Max Weber was a pioneer in this section, coming here from Germany and was deeply interested in the building of the Southwest, especially the cities of Juarez and El Paso, and the welfare of the farming.
Well, that was 1916, give or take?
Yeah, 1916.
Okay, right then, Germany was trying to influence Mexico in a huge way.
Right, and it says burial was at Concordia. So he's talking Concordia. But the thing is, on this. That was March 23, and April 2nd, Congress meets in Washington in a special session. Champ Clark is elected speaker. April 3, 4, writing acceptance. The Senate votes war with Germany. Vote for resolution. 82 vote against.
Oh, boy.
Resolution 8 paired to 8, April 5. So isn't that interesting? That's why when he's on in June, you know, from this stuff, these journals give so much history.
He's going to want to see these, I bet.
Of the area here.
We've got to take a break. We've got to take a break here, General. Hold your thought there, Randy. We've got to come back after the break and talk further. We got Randy Corbin on the phone here. His great-grandfather was the consulting engineer whose papers we now have, and we're digging through, pulling out pieces of El Paso history as we go. Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
That's what we're doing. Mark Howe's the guy sitting here. Taking a break here, coming back. We will take a phone call if you feel like doing that.
Yeah,
but hey,
what
the hell? Throw the number out there.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Compelling talk, stirring conversation, and a stimulus payment not on the taxpayer's dime.
All right.
No way.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance at $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
Hi, I'm host Robin Roberts, and on a new podcast from iHeartRadio, COVID-19, Immunity in Our Community, we'll hear from Americans on the front lines and the doctors and medical experts who convince them and their loved ones to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. Listen to COVID-19 Immunity in Our Community on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. We can do this.
Does it seem like you're visiting the bathroom too much? If you're a man who's constantly going to pee, try Super Beta Prostate. It's the best-selling prostate supplement in America because its ingredient helps reduce urges to pee. That means less bathroom visits and less waking at night with urges to go. Due to overwhelming demand, Super Beta Prostate is flying off the shelves at Walmart. Be sure to get your supply before it's all gone. Get to Walmart and try Super Beta Prostate.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com for our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
I
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Let you know who's coming in here next week, May the 8th. It's this is going to be cool. What is the history of El Paso weather?
Oh
my goodness. We ask a meteorologist from the National Weather Service, talk about some of the major weather events in our area that we do remember. They've got charts and graphs and pictures and stuff, and there's one that just blows me away. The big freeze of February 2011, they tell us all about how that occurred. I want to know how the weather gets where it does and why.
It gets caught in those mountains sometimes.
Some of it. What? Anyway, that's next week on May the 8th, May the 15th, a new book about the lost El Paso restaurants. And that's by the County Historical Society. And we're going to talk about them with Joe Lewels. He's the part author of that. He did some of the work in there. Second hour, Barbara Welch is our guest to explain the history and mission of the El Paso County Historical Commission. So we're going to have them side by side. 1 hour, the Society. 1 hour, the Commission. And they both start with El Paso County Historical. And we'll find out how some of that history went. But also what they do now. Very different things. May 22nd, National Museum, Trans Mountain Road in Northeast El Paso. We're going to have their director on here. It's the only Border Patrol museum in the country. And we're going to take a tour and hear about the Border Patrol's century of history in El Paso. May 29th, the mini U.S. Army forts in West Texas, southern New Mexico, maybe a couple toward Arizona. You never know. We're going to have military historian John Hamilton for that. What do you got?
Well, two museums are back open, the Museum of Art and the Museum of History. The Museum of History has a unique new exhibit all about the history of lowriders. So if you want to check that out, get on down there. That would be quite interesting. And if you have questions, give them a call at 915-212-0320.
And the third museum?
Is the Archaeology Museum, but it's not open yet.
It is not open. And we had Jeff Romney in here a couple of weeks ago talking about that. But I rang up the public information officer at the city of El Paso and said, hey, what's going on with that third museum? Make sure you get that open. They do plan to open it.
Good.
They are doing a gated release of people coming back to work. And so that's just not on the next list, but it's on the list. So she said, don't worry about it. It will show up. It's on the list of places the city plans to reopen. So it is not closing for good.
I would hope so.
Slightly nervous there because there was a former mayor of El Paso tried to close that museum. And boy, did he hear about it.
Oh, before I forget, real quick, Mark, quick question that was asked by Mark Flores, one of our Facebook listeners. A former IBWC commissioner was who?
Ramirez.
A mayor.
Carlos Ramirez.
A
yeah,
mayor.
That was that. Yeah, or mayor, excuse me. He was mayor of El Paso, but he became a commissioner. And that's one of a few. So.
Right. And if you go to the webpage, you can see all that.
Yeah.
They have the commissioner.
And I posted the website.
Oh, okay.
You.
Yeah. And Randy, I think, had a question real quick.
Well, real quick. Are you going to go to Pepe's?
Yes, I'm going.
Okay. So are we going to Pepe's?
Yes,
people are going to Pepe's today, so there. Go ahead, Randy.
Okay, well, we're talking about Max Weber and the beginning of World War I, and in Henry Peace Journal of February 20, on 1917, it's scan 33, he says, word was received in El Paso that General Fred, I believe it's Fred Funston, died at San Antonio Wednesday evening, and that he traveled through El Paso about 5 o'clock, and his burial will be at the Presidio National Cemetery in California. And General Funston is when World War I started, the training base that was established, I believe, in Kansas and Nebraska was Camp Funston, and that is where the flu epidemic of 1918 that killed millions of people started.
Oh, no. That's not a good distinction.
And I just find it interesting. So much stuff goes through El Paso.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question.
Another thing, another one that I found really interesting, and I wasn't sure where it came from, but on January 12, 1916, he writes, people are all worked up over killing 18 Americans in Chihuahua. and I didn't know anything about that either.
All right, I got one for you. There, a caller just called up, but not on the air. They mentioned that his parents lived in an area called the Corbin Addition. It's by the Valley Theater off Alameda near the railroad tracks in El Paso. Does you know anything about that, the Corbin Addition? This may be the family.
I don't.
Could be the same crowd. You never know. A lot of history here going on here.
He was pretty influential in the community, so I'll bet you that.
The guy had a lot going on. He really did. And so we got another half hour to go and talk about stuff. Taking another break here, which we will need to do, and we're going to come back and tell you about El Paso Inc. You ready for El Paso Inc.?
I am.
Not yet. It's going to be after the break, Mark. Just hold on.
Okay.
We'll get to it after the break. Shall we do that?
Yes, we
Thanks
shall.
Thanks so much. Talk to the Facebook page.
Talk to the Facebook
Talk to the hand. Talk to the face. Talk to the book.
Talk to
the
my
page.
Computer. Yes.
Anyway, give us a holler there when you can. Shall we go? Should we go to break?
Yes, we should.
Andrew, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call certified property manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Spring means that the weather and sales are heating up. People getting out to shop for new clothes, make home improvements, and more. Use the power of radio to connect with spring spenders. Advertise on stations like this one to reach consumers wherever their travels take them. Use iHeart Ad Builder to create your own custom radio ad quickly and cost-effectively. Just click, listen, approve, then hear it on the radio. For a free customized ad, sign up now at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Oh, hey you. It's Nicole Lapid, New York Times bestselling author, the only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand, and now the host of the new iHeartRadio daily podcast, Money Rehab. So here's the deal. I'm going to rehab your wallet so that you can get your financial life together once and for all. Because we all have money problems, and the biggest mistake you can make is not admitting you have a problem. Find Money Rehab on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And you're ready for This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.?
The El Paso Chihuahuas weathered a rough 2020 but are back. Complete coverage of the return of sports to downtown.
Why the former chair of El Paso's Republican Party is contesting the election of the new chair.
Why the pandemic has been especially harmful for working women and what is being done to help them reenter the workforce as the recovery gains speed.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To receive El Paso Inc., order it online at elpasoinc.com.
This week. There you are. Thank you very much. I got to tell you, this weekend there are two ABC 7 News Extras. There's an encore ABC 7 Extra today, Saturday, 5:30 p.m., when Eric Elkin sits down for a one-on-one interview with the new UTEP basketball coach, Joe Golding. Learn who he is and his vision for the future of the program. This repeats from last week.
And the second News Extra is on Sunday night at the normal time at 10:35 p.m., and El Paso is one of the largest American cities without a law school, but that might be about to change on that. Soul Science finds out how close we are and what happens next this Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra, right after the news.
That's all we need, a bunch of more lawyers running around.
I know, that's what I was
saying. Oh, my God.
Science. I know we have lawyers. But
don't even go there. All right. We've got Randy Corbin on the phone here, and we've got Mark House sitting here talking about great-granddaddy Corbin. But we also have a phone call from Patricia. Hey, Patricia, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm loving the show. Randy, I love your input. And Mark, I just treasure that journal you're researching. So thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Bueno.
Yeah. What I wanted to comment on was that when Randy mentioned the murders and the massacres of the 18 miners in Mexico, we do have a monument to those folks. There were actually 17. The number 18 is the one who escaped and brought the news back.
Oh, boy.
And we have two of them buried at Concordia, and we've put up a wonderful monument listing the names of each one of those men, and it's called Gringo's Curve Massacre, and this is located in the Masonic section of Concordia Cemetery.
That was 1916 January, and that was just ahead
January
of the
10th, yes.
The March event that happened in Columbus. And by then, Pancho Villa was kind of upset with America, and he kept doing stuff, and he finally after that.
And there's a book on that also. You can get Randy.
Randy's got a book?
No, there's a book that's been written on that.
Yeah, so Randy could
The Gringo's Curve is definitely a little book that you can pick up.
Contact me. I have information.
You want to give out your phone number?
Sure, 915-591-2326.
Call Patricia for a good time in the graveyard. See you at lunch, chica.
See you at lunch. Bye.
Yeah, her friends are all deadbeats.
You take care. Randy, go ahead.
Bye.
Randy.
There's a photograph that my grandfather showed me once when I was very young. And in this photograph there is my grandfather in I believe it's a Conestoga-type wagon and a couple other Americans, and they are talking to, standing with some Mexican. And my grandfather told me that one of those was Pancho Villa. Huh? And I don't know. I know the timing is right, but the photograph right now is lost.
Oh, no.
And I have family looking for the photograph. A cousin of mine in Fruta, Colorado, thinks he may have that photograph in a box, but he is in the process of moving, and he's not positive. But
well, one thing I got to tell you for sure,
timing is right.
Well, it's for sure. Well, anytime there was a camera around, Pancho Villa got in front of it.
He
got in front of it. My goodness.
He wanted to know everybody.
So he's probably in the picture.
Well, he had plans on being president. You know, so in his mindset, it was getting to know everybody.
Well,
to,
remember,
you know,
he's the guy that had movie companies come and stage battles for them.
Oh, he was
what a
PR animal.
Crazy man. But anyway.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you're talking about the stuff, and like the El Paso Historical Society. And what house is that in?
The Burgess House, of course.
Right. And from his diary, or the journal here, I keep saying diary.
Well, it kind of is,
from January 26th, Mr. and Mrs. Burgess... This morning, he has just returned from Washington, reports the new, something nice monument, city engineer J.M. Gladding and Percy McGlee, I think, Jr., called as office. El Paso raised $98,680 as for the Red Cross.
Wow.
So this was just as World War One started.
Yeah, World War One. They were preparing,
But you can see the history he has tied up. That's why when Randy comes out here, I mean...
Oh, it'd be so much fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the stuff. But the interesting thing is the information he's finding on the family. And this, remember, this is only from one journal that I'm reading.
And he had a bunch of them, right?
I got six.
Let me ask Randy. Randy, I have a question for you. What made you... What interested you? I know you're kind of an armchair historian like the rest of us, but... What made you be interested in what your great-grandfather did here in the West?
Well, my grandfather, when I would see him every 2 weeks, we would spend 2 weeks a summer in Colorado. And my grandfather was full of family history. He loved history. He loved the history of Colorado. He loved his family history. He loved the history of ranching. And he was also in politics. He was... the deputy assessor of Jefferson County, which is one of the largest counties in Colorado for many years, and they still owned one of the original ranches in the mountains. So my grandfather just instilled all of his grandchildren with a love of history,
That's great. It
really stuck with me. I'm a history buff, and so...
Well, I think that's great. Go ahead.
Well, he just gave me some of his records, but I know that many of the other grandchildren in the family also have records, and maybe someday I'll put a book together on it. I don't know. It's hard to gather all this stuff.
That would be fascinating, and I think it's important that people know it. It doesn't take much to start on that trail with a family history. It just takes a few stories, and it's amazing how I can capture you and, you know, kind of control your life sometimes trying to find out that history.
Right.
You know, the... There's a lot of stuff from the commissioners, like Anson Mills. I don't think we have much here. But special collections at UTEP, like Lawson, who was a later commissioner, his papers are all down at special collections. And this would make a great addition, I hope, in the future for that. You know,
How about Friedkin, Joe Friedkin?
Yeah, I think his papers are down there, too.
I have to bring him up because he was a neighbor across the street when I was a kid. Otherwise, I don't know who the guy was.
The thing is, you're like doing the same thing. You're talking about people you actually knew.
Oh, I knew the guy.
Who
had
this.
Yeah.
And like a book I'm working on New Deal projects. Guess what? Somebody's talking about Utah, and my old professor, Jim Gunnerson, is talking about the stuff he did back in the 50s up in Utah.
It's all connected somehow, you know.
And like he was saying, though, I think that if that came to be that they could put those records here at UTEP in the archives, I think it would be great information for the future.
Right. And this is stuff that, you know, from a private collection sent to me and say, look at the history. But the thing is, it answers some questions that people might have that you wouldn't see. I mean, the stuff here on Anson Mills asking HP to go up there in this time from when he was living on DuPont Circle in Washington to go find where his brother was killed almost 50 years before.
Well, why would that be so important? I mean...
It was his brother, and his brother was like 19, and they were going...
Yeah, he was very young.
So you want to know where the guy left the planet, and you go put a marker there?
Well...
But they put it downtown.
Yeah.
But a couple hundred miles off?
Right. Well, because nobody goes out there, and they were going back to California to join the Federals for the California column.
Yeah.
And, of course, Anson Mills and his family said, no, we're not going to be on the Confederate side. We're going to be on the federal side. And so they got – and even some of his letters talked about being jailed for that.
Yeah. And it wasn't just about his brother. It listed all the people that did die in that
What year
attack.
Do you remember – can you find out what year that was just offhand?
1861.
Okay. Oh, say – Civil War was just getting cranked
yeah,
out.
Oh, yeah. Getting ready, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's talking on the letter for the location, this eight-page document, which I hope to, you know, get out there.
That's bizarre.
Oh, Old Fort Cummings lies 200 or 300 yards north of Cook Springs, while half a mile to the east of the springs is seen the Old Fort Cemetery on a low, bare hill. This graveyard was once enclosed by a wall of stone, but this wall, like the adobe walls of the fort, is now dilapidated and disintegrating ruin.
Do you suppose maybe there were other El Pasoans on that stage also that perhaps, you know, that might be part of it also?
You got a list of them here.
They have the names, but I don't know.
To get the list.
When we make the movie about El Paso, this would be just one interesting little chapter, you know?
Well, people don't realize. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, that article was written up also. When I actually got those documents from my grandfather, there was an Old West magazine that had the story of those men in it.
Oh, really?
And he gave me that Old West magazine, which were those type of magazines were real popular in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had the story in the magazine, and then he gave me the documents from Anson Mills and that journal, and then the investigation report of the trip out to look for the graves, and then the letters back from Anson Mills to H.P., thanking him for the service that he did in trying to find those graves.
Right. Some of the letters that I have here talk about those letters. I mean, the original ones, I scanned them in with Anson Mills' signature on looking for that, and he actually came out here, and he actually went to the one at Slim Buttes to find that, where they put that monument. That's why you see the monument up there. Looks exactly like the one downtown, the Boundary Monument's here. And then Bernie gave me these articles that General Mills gives monument to city from the El Paso Herald, 20 September 1920.
General Mills?
Right. General Anson Mills gives monument to El Paso.
They make cereal.
And actually, he has... Actually, there's the names right on it. I'll let Jackson read this.
What does it say?
It says...
Oh, it's tiny print.
Yeah, I know. That's why I gave it to you.
I'm going to give it back to you.
Magnifying glass there?
Okay. Freeman Thomas, to the memory of 9 of... Primitive El Paso's Patriot Heroes, Emmett Mills, age 19, Freeman Thomas, M. Champion, Bob Alvin, Joe Poacher, John Patil, John Wilson, who in July 1861 were loyal citizens of El Paso and loyal employees of the Butterfield Overland. And the Butterfield went through here, and they're looking at making that a national historical trail also.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of history there. I got to take a break here and do this. Come back and wrap this up and maybe get some ideas on what we put in the movie, Randy.
Okay.
We're writing it right
here. Don't we have to have a movie with your great-grandfather in it? I think we may have to do that. And Mark is going to come watch and bring popcorn.
What? I want to play him.
Ah, even better.
There you go.
Even better. That's right. You can be an actor there. Fair enough.
Just get rid of the beard and make that mustache.
Nah, you guys do whatever you want. Just cast yourself and you're the new guy. All right, back in a moment here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Staples is evolving to Staples Connect, a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com and find what you need to take on today and help you tackle tomorrow. Staples Connect, the working and learning store.
Hi, this is Rick from the Air Conditioning Company. If you're even thinking about buying a new air conditioner this year, you'll want to hear this. Air conditioning equipment is rising 10%, so if you act now, you'll save 10%. Plus, if you call the Air Conditioning Company today, you can take advantage of our preseason discount of 20%. That's 20% off the Air Conditioning Company and an additional 10% off on equipment. That's an average savings of about $3,000 on a conversion and $2,100 on a straight replacement. That's a whole lot of money if you ask me. Get a new high-efficiency system with lifetime warranty replaced from $5,000. But you have to act now to get our preseason discounts. At the Air Conditioning Company, estimates are always free. And if you're looking for superior service, we have great deals. Call the Air Conditioning Company today at 842-8615 or log on to airconditioningcompanyllc.com. That's airconditioningcompanyllc.com. You'll love our company. License 26622E.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
With the first pick,
the free iHeart app has you covered for the NFL draft. Listen to the draft with exclusive live coverage from the number one draft pick all the way to Mr. Irrelevant. And we've added even more hits with the NFL draft playlist, featuring music selected by some of the biggest stars in this year's NFL draft class. Make your plans now for the NFL draft with exclusive player playlists and live pick by pick coverage. And you can listen from anywhere, only on the free iHeart app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts. All in one.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Litre Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Don't forget to try to help out Casner Rains. They got a petition they want you to sign, and they are at you can find the Frontera Land Alliance and also the Franklin Mountain Wilderness Coalition and CasnerForever.org. Sign a letter of support because they want to turn that into a monument. We got to take out the firecrackers first, though.
Okay.
What do you got?
Facebook. Let's cover the Facebook people we've got out there. They've got Lori Poca Sangre, who lives in Kennewick, Washington, and this is a cousin of our guest Randy. She's chiming in and listening.
Cousin, hey cuz.
Hey cuz. Okay, and Mark Flores, of course, we had that question he asked about the mayor and IBWC. We have, and I need to make a correction on this gentleman, El Paso TV History, Mauricio Chacazo. He is actually from Venezuela. He escaped the insanity down there to El Paso. Linda Goggins is listening, Pablo Bustamante, Jamie Coppinger, and so many more people. But there's a lot of conversations going on. We're answering questions offline.
We'll see some of them at lunch at Pepe's. Yeah. And if you want to join us, coming out to Pepe's.
Oh, please do.
6761 Donovan. We go out there pretty much every weekend after the show. But I'll get there about 12:30.
We talk history.
It was history. We yell at people. If you're not there, we'll call your names. No, we just eat Mexican food, really.
And I'll have the documents, the scans.
Okay, you'll have just – you're going to – Mark Howell will be out there today with all of the stuff if you want to take a look at it. All right, Randy, we've got a couple of minutes left here. How do you want to wrap this up? I mean, you said you want to play your great-granddad in the movie.
Yeah, I'll play him. I'll shave the beard. But I just had a couple comments reading through these journals. I guess it's like the government of all the times. They are always waiting on funds and salaries.
Yeah.
And he makes notes constantly how they're waiting on he's owed 2 months' salary, and everybody else is owed 2 months' salary, and trying to get funding. And he's constantly writing the senators and the secretary of state. So even though they were having a good salary, I think a lot of times they were short on funding. And then you couldn't just transfer money. It was letters to Washington, letters back and forth. So it was just really, really interesting. I found these journals really good. And, Mark, if you had, I know you have the other ones, and if there's a reference to Pancho Villa in them, it looks like he kept meticulous records, and so a Pancho Villa reference is probably in those books somewhere.
Oh. Right, and the thing is, this is only the one that I've scanned in from before. And, you know, we're talking about this. It wasn't all lots of information. I mean, he has, like, December 1st in office, countering or
it's
something.
Lots of mundane stuff.
Oh, yeah, and then with Commissioner, of course, Commissioner Hill was the new one that came in. October 2nd, ditto. October 3, worked on report, outliving
IBID.
Source of the work,
don't forget
a request of Commissioner Hill. Completed report the next day. I mean, it's just, unless something really, really interesting happened, he put this stuff down. But the thing is, he even talked about the weather. Yeah, he talked about when he had to, when he was appointed, he actually had to go to Washington and meet with the president and with Brian. In
Williams
person.
Jennings.
Right. So he was actually working hand-in-hand with these people all the time.
Amazing.
Interesting crowd there. Well, Randy, we're about wrapped up here. Last thoughts?
Okay.
Any last thoughts?
He just knew lots of interesting people, from Weber to Brian to Wilson to just – it's just cool history. I love history, and I thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, thank you for being here with us by phone from Missouri, and we do appreciate you doing that. And we also appreciate you saving the history and making sure it gets to a place where it can be shared and spared. Because a lot of people just toss that box out and say, granddad stuff. What the heck could be in there? We don't know.
Well, Virginia, which is Randy's aunt, when she sent me the stuff, she just said, I'm afraid people might not know what this is and just toss it out.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
that's the
problem. I've seen that happen in time with a lot of stuff.
Save your stuff. Mark Howe, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Andrew J. Polk in the control room, thank you kindly for doing what you did today on for our show. And we'll see you Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m., right here on 690 KTSM.
That's right.
Melissa, you're going to Pepe's.
I'm going to Pepe's.
We'll see you out there. Randy, thanks a lot for being there. See you in the streets, dude.
See you
thanks
next
a lot.
Week. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Everybody
okay.
else, next
bye-bye.
Week, the history bye, of Randy. Weather in El Paso. Next week on the show. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.